Shalom, Australia. A mortar shell fired from the Gaza Strip landed in an open area in southern Israel on Thursday, the second such attack in as many days. There were no injuries or damage from the shell. On Wednesday, a rocket fired from Gaza struck a street in Sderot, causing some damage to homes and cars, but no injuries. Three people were hospitalized for anxiety following the strike. The IDF responded to Wednesday's rocket with a massive bombing campaign in Gaza targeting strategic Hamas positions in the north and south of the Strip. While Hamas initially warned that it would not sit idly by if Israel continued airstrikes on its installations, the group sent a message to Israel calling for calm and saying that the group was not interested in a further escalation of tensions. Israel says it holds Hamas responsible for any attacks emanating from Gaza. 11 of the 13 women who were aboard the Zaytuna Olivia, all-female Gaza-bound protest boat, were sent to Givon prison and issued deportation orders on Wednesday, while two Al Jazeera journalists were deported immediately. The Zaytuna Olivia, which set sail from Barcelona in September, was seized by the Israeli Navy around 35 nautical miles off the coast of the Gaza Strip on Wednesday evening and towed to Ashdod port without incident. There were no injuries in the operation, which was carried out by female IDF officers. Israeli Air Force pilot Major Ohad Cohen-Nov, a deputy squadron commander, was killed on Wednesday after ejecting from his F-16 fighter jet while attempting to land at the Ramon Air Base in South Israel. The 34-year-old lived at the Ramon base with his daughter and pregnant wife. He was buried on Friday at Moshav Matzor. The Air Force is investigating the incident. The British government's Department for International Development has frozen part of its aid to the Palestinian Authority over concerns that the aid is being used to fund salaries for convicted Palestinian terrorists. Earlier this summer, UK lawmakers demanded action after revelations that British aid supposedly paying for civil servants in Gaza was being transferred to the PLO, which was using the money to fund payments to terrorists. One Hamas mobber was alleged to have been given more than $100,000. The Knesset approved the construction of nearly 100 new housing units in the West Bank settlement of Shiloh to compensate homeowners of the nearby outpost of Amona ahead of its court-ordered evacuation and demolition. The EU has condemned the decision, and the US statement delivered by State Department spokesman Mark Toner called the decision deeply troubling, saying that Israel should not take a decision so contrary to its long-term security interests in a peaceful resolution of its conflict with the Palestinians. He added, particularly as it came in the wake of Israel and the US concluding an unprecedented agreement on military assistance designed to further strengthen Israel's security. Furthermore, it is disheartening that while Israel and the world mourned the passing of President Shimon Peres and leaders from the US and other nations prepared to honor one of the great champions of peace, plans were advanced that would seriously undermine the prospects for the two-state solution that he so passionately supported. The Jewish community of Gondar in Ethiopia has announced that it has lost one of its members in ethnically-based riots that have claimed dozens of lives in the region in recent weeks. He was identified as Wita Shekla. In April, an Israeli government official signed off on an agreement guaranteeing the immigration of 9,000 Falashmura, members of the Jewish community converted to Christianity, by 2020, partly with funding from the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem. The agreement called for the absorption of 1,300 Falashmura by June, but following delays, the first group of 78 Ethiopian immigrants to move to Israel in the past 3 years is scheduled to arrive at Ben-Gurion Airport tonight. The report about Shekla's death accused the Israeli government of dragging its feet because of racism. A new child born in Israel in 2015 can expect to live to the age of 82, while that child's parents, when born in 1990, had a life expectancy of 77, a new study has found. The study, released on Thursday, found Israelis living significantly longer than 25 years ago. According to statistics released by the World Health Organization in May, Israelis born in 2015 are projected to live among the longest on average on the planet. The world's oldest man has finally celebrated his bar mitzvah, 100 years later than usual. Yisrael Kristal, 113, has lived through both world wars and survived the Auschwitz concentration camp. Earlier this year, Guinness World Records awarded him a certificate as the world's oldest man. Born in Poland in 1903, Kristal missed his bar mitzvah because of World War I. His daughter, Shulamit Kuperstok, said his children, grandchildren, and nearly 30 great-grandchildren gathered to mark the occasion. Kristal survived World War II weighing only 37 kilograms, the only survivor of his large family. He married another Holocaust survivor and moved with her to Israel in 1950, where he built a new family and successful confectionery business. A devout Jew, he has laid to fill in daily for the past century. Kuperstok said that her father had no explanation for his incredible longevity. It's a gift from above, she added. He doesn't feel he's had any part in it. As they do every year, 15 Israeli police officers travel to Uman, Ukraine, at the request of the Ukrainian police, to help in maintaining public order and reducing crime when tens of thousands of Israelis travel there to visit the burial site of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov for Rosh Hashanah. This year, the police broke up fights between Israeli visitors and others, saved a young man's life who had passed out from excessive drinking, and found some people who had been missing for a few hours. The Israeli police said their officers' presence in their uniforms was of great importance. They said that while their officers worked in tandem with local forces, there were certain cases when Israeli officers handled an incident before the local police arrived. They returned to Israel on Thursday afternoon. Meanwhile, Rosh Hashanah passed in Israel without any incidents of the violence that has characterized the year past. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem and wishing all listeners Gemar Chatima Tova.